Reformed Church.
I did teach on this already in the Power to Well series, and you can find that on ReformU and in the, if you click Receiving from God and then you click Giving and Tithing, there's a message in there called Sowing and Reaping and a couple surrounding that message as well from the Power to Well series if you want to hear more about this. But so if you come to this church for any amount of time, you know that contrary to what most churches, and I say most churches, I've never heard a church not teach this. And that's the honest truth. I've heard a lot of Christian teaching before. I've never heard a church say what we say at this church, and that is that God does not bless you by your giving. There's no giving required for God to bless you, because it turns out just Jesus, through faith in him, is required to be blessed, same way you got saved. There's a whole lot of teaching you can do on it to prove that, which we have in that giving and tithing class. But with that said, do you know that there is, when we think about giving, therefore, sometimes we say, well, why do we give at church? Well, to support the gospel. Okay, sure, that's a big reason to support the gospel. Why? What are some other reasons we give? To give to people that need what we have to give. Sure, that's also another thing. But, you know, there's a reason to give beyond just giving for the need of the person you're giving to. Like, I'm going to give to a ministry because they need this to run. Therefore, I'm going to support the gospel. That's good. Or I'm going to give it to this person because they need it to be sustained. But there's a reason to give for your own sake. And it's a biblical-founded reason. And like I said, I won't be able to do it justice right now, but I just want to mention it, that the Bible says that believers have a particular blessing on us. One of the things that Jesus provided us, that he spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, is blessed are those who bless you and cursed are those who curse you. We taught about vengeance before. If you've heard that, us teach on that. That even when someone curses you or comes against you in some way, that what they devise against you comes upon their own head. Really awesome blessing to have. It's protection. But it also, there's a bless are those who bless you factor to this as well. And when someone blesses a believer, what they end up receiving is they get to work in the blessing that's working on that believer. To the extent that something's manifesting through that believer is to the extent that the blessing therefore comes upon the person that blessed the believer. Does that kind of make sense? You do something good to a believer, whatever manifestation of the Holy Spirit they're working in, you get to share in that. And that's one of the reasons to give, a biblical reason to give. The one thing I shared before service, and I'll just tell you this, is that I would never, because, you know, if you're struggling financially, I would never, ever stop giving at church. And I mean for my own sake. I don't just mean for the church's sake, which, of course, is super important. If you love the gospel, like, you know, use your resources to promote the gospel. But, and that's if you agree with what you're hearing, right, at any given church. But for my own sake, I've heard people say before, give where you want to go, and there is some truth to that. If you see the blessing of God working in somebody else, and particularly because it works with believers, it therefore works with a ministry as well, if you see someone working the blessing of God and you're struggling financially, you can give toward them to share in their blessing, because blessed are those who bless us. And if you, even as a believer, bless a ministry with your resources, you will be able to share in their blessing. And that's not, you say, well, that's receiving from God by works. Well, no, you're not actually receiving directly from God here. You're receiving through them what they're receiving from God. So this is not contrary to receiving by faith. We all receive directly from God by faith, but you can share in what someone else is receiving by helping them, aiding them, blessing them. And this is how the widow was sustained in with Elijah in the famine. The widow had one last meal and she was going to die. And Elijah asked her for that meal and said, give me your last meal. Most people would think that that's presumptuous and it's greedy for Elijah to have done that, except for the fact that Elijah wasn't seeking a gift. He just wanted the woman to be sustained. Elijah didn't need that one last meal. The Lord could have sustained him and did by other means. Elijah was sent to that widow, not just for Elijah's sake, because again, he could have been sustained by other means, but for the widow's sake, so that the widow would give to him and share in his blessing. And so, here's the truth, okay? And this is not to condemn people. I'm just not going to rob you of this truth, that every single person has something to give, and here's why. If I was homeless, I've said this so many times, if I was homeless, and I genuinely mean this, I would go by a McDonald's drive-thru and find a loose change dropped on the drive-thru and give that, knowing that that's not going to make or break my own financial standing. I'm going to give that at the very least. And you know that it's not this church seeking someone's money to say give a nickel, because we don't need a nickel. You see where I'm coming from with that? I just want to expose the intentions here. Elijah didn't need that meal, that one meal. He didn't need that. We don't need a nickel. So why would we ask for a nickel? Because it's all together for your sake that we would ever tell you, and I'm not saying about this church. I'm just saying in general, of course, where you receive. But when you see the blessing of God working somewhere, give financially to that. Use your resources to support that, because it enables you to work in the blessing that's coming off of them. Bless the people that you see that are blessed. Don't just give or bless people that you think have a need. You should bless people even when you see no need whatsoever there. In fact, that's a great way for your own sake, to ensure some help, financially or otherwise, is to give where maybe you don't see any need at all. You should actually prioritize that in your life, to give, not because you see a need, but because give where, you know, I want to share in that. If you see a ministry and say, I'd like to share in the blessing that's going on over there, give there. If you see a person and we say, I'd like to share in that, give there. That, we need to do that, because, again, there's so many scriptures for this, but I will just tell you this. I'm going to read you one thing, and I promise you, I'm done here. Philippians chapter 4. There's also Matthew 10, 41 through 42, if you want to write it down. But Philippians 4, you've heard, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You've heard that verse before. People think that that's a receiving from God verse. That's actually not a receiving directly from God verse. That's a receiving through somebody else verse. Paul says in Philippians 4, 15, he talks about the Philippians giving to him. And then he says in verse 17, not because I desire a gift. He said he was interested in them giving to him. He said, not because I desired, I don't desire the gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That's just like Elijah, right? He wasn't trying to steal that widow's last meal. He desired fruit that would abound to her account. And then in verse 19, he says, but my God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply. Why didn't he say your God shall supply all your need? You notice that language there? He didn't tell the Philippians, you know what? If the Lord is your God, he's going to supply your need. Because it was irrelevant as to whether the Lord was even their God, because they're not receiving directly from God. This would be applicable to an unbeliever. He says, my God. In other words, because based on who God is to me and who I know God to be, my God will supply your need, because it's coming off of him. That's why it was necessary for them to give to him before fruit could abound to their account. People talk about sowing and reaping. You've heard that in church before. People take that to mean that if you give, God will bless you. That's not how it works. But sowing and reaping is particularly, that's why Paul said, fruit that may abound to your account. Fruit sounds like reaping, right? That you would reap fruit because you bless the believer. And particularly, not just any believer, but someone that's working in the power of God. If you see manifestation clear enough in somebody's life, it's important to bless them, support them, and use your resources toward them, not for their sake, for your sake. Now, can you receive financial blessing from God just without doing that, just between you and God? Of course you can. That's how you receive personally. This is not about you receiving personally from God. This is about you sharing in somebody else's manifestation. You say, well, why do I need to do that? Because it helps you. Because we don't have full knowledge. Because other people know things that you don't. Other people are manifesting things that you're not. So it's important to kind of mix it all up in there. And one of the ways you do that is, of course, that can happen through the laying on of hands and you submitting to somebody. And it also happens through you blessing somebody, blessing a believer. So I want to leave you with that. Never, ever, ever, and remember my intentions here. I'm saying this for our sake, right? Not for my sake, or no one gets paid at this church anyway. But I'm saying this for our sake. Never stop giving where you see the blessing of God, especially if that's where you receive. Never stop giving there. Never, ever stop. In fact, I would encourage you all the more to be as big of a blessing as you possibly can. Of course, just even for the word's sake, because the gospel, we need to wrap this thing up and get the gospel out to more people. So, I mean, of course, like one of my highest priorities would be giving to the gospel. Even if there was no blessing in it for me, I would give to the gospel. But even for financially struggling people, I would say especially if you want help with your finances, whether you're stable or not financially, make sure you're giving where you see the blessing of God working. Just an encouragement to you. I know that sounds to a lot of people, maybe even at this church, works-oriented. If you listen to the teaching we have online, you'll clearly see it's really not, because that's not how you receive from God. That's how you receive the manifestation off somebody else. You receive the prophet's reward, is what Matthew 10 calls it. So just good advice on that. And I know you say, well, whatever, We already had giving time, so what's the point of that? But this is not about today. This is not a today thing. So it doesn't matter that we already collected giving. It doesn't matter that. This is a life thing. It's a life philosophy for you to adopt and understand. You can give where you want to go. You can give toward manifestation. Say, hey, I want to share in that manifestation. That seems like a good place. And you will reap when you sow specifically to believers. It only works with believers. Sowing and reaping only works for the believers, because that blessed are those who bless you principle only works with believers. All right, I'll let Pastor Jose come up and talk, but I really would encourage you, if you're interested at all in this, listen to that stuff on Reform U, giving and tithing in the Receiving from God course. Okay, just throw that out there. It really is an awesome thing.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reform Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.